This morning we're going to talk about wisdom, and we're going to look at James chapter 3. I want to begin reading in verse 13. We'll read the whole passage. It says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." Now this morning, our subject will be easy to be entreated. Easy to be entreated. That's the characteristic that we will talk about today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for blessing us. And I pray as we go forward in this message that you'll open up our hearts to your word so we can understand it. We can find the teaching here. And Lord, help us to apply it so we can be wise and we can make correct decisions and live correctly for you in this world today. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, we're going to talk about easy to be entreated. Now, that's a characteristic that one has because of the wisdom of the Lord. And so I'll follow kind of the same pattern here, or the same outline. We're going to give a description for it. A definition. We'll provide a definition for this word, and then I'll describe it or give a description, and I'll have 3 points in the description. But let me give a definition to start with. Easy to be entreated. In the Greek, it's actually just one word in Greek, and that word is only found here. Nowhere else in the New Testament is that word found. And the word that we would probably apply that's most commonly used today, if you would find one word to apply it, would probably be the word compliant. Compliant. Now, easy to be entreated is the same thing. It's easy to be entreated or someone that is compliant. So that's basically the definition. Now, as far as Webster, to be compliant or easy to be entreated means to oblige or to yield. In other words, someone that gives way to another, or someone that gives preference to another. Let me give an illustration. You would be compliant. Let's say you're in line, and you see someone behind you at the store that has a whole bunch of stuff. You have maybe a whole bunch of stuff. They have one or two things, and you look and say, "You can go ahead and go before me." You're just being compliant. You're yielding to them, and you're giving them your place in line. A while back, I was down at the VA and was down there, and I saw some people. You go down there and you take a ticket and you got to wait. And I saw this gentleman came in, and he was elderly, in a wheelchair. I don't know how old he was, didn't ask, but he had a World War II hat on as far as his service. And he took a ticket, and his wife went over there, and they sat down. And a few minutes later, a gentleman that was sitting by me got up and he walked over and he took his ticket because he'd been there a while, and he traded it with that man. And I heard someone say, "Well, that's nice." And the man said, "Well, he earned it." And then he sat back down. He was compliant. He was yielding. He gave preference to that man. That's what it means. It means to be compliant, or basically to give preference to another. Now, let me point out the difference before we go on. The difference between compromise and compliance, okay? To compromise is to give way on something that is true, on a known truth, or on a conviction. In other words, we're not to compromise on the Word of God. The Word of God is true. We're not to ever give way on this. This is God's Word. And that would be compromise. And so, remember that the first characteristic of wisdom goes back. It says here in verse 17, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure." Pure refers to something that is without, corruption. Something that is true. And so we can't give way on truth, all right? That's something you don't give way to. That would be compromise. Compliance, to be compliant, is basically the willingness to give way on preferences, maybe expectations, maybe your desires or your opinions. That's when you're compliant. You basically look and say, "Well, I don't have to have it that way. I don't need to have it that way. I'll be compliant, or I can give way for that." Let me give you an illustration for us to really get an understanding of this. Let's say you move. Now, I hope nobody here plans to move anytime soon, but if the Lord should choose to move you away, and wherever you go, I obviously encourage you to find a good church to be part of. And let's say you visit a church, and you get in there, and let's say the church preaches and teaches, and you find out that there are a whole lot of things that they just don't agree with the Bible on. They have their own opinions, different ideas, all these things. Well, if you should choose to join that church, that would probably be compromise, because you'd be compromising on the Word of God and on the truth. Now, let's say you go to a church and you look, and the church preaches the truth and they preach the Word of God and they stand on the truth, but you look around and you say, you know, I just don't like the color of the carpet. The walls need a new color. And you begin looking at some other things, but then you say, you know what, but they stand on the truth, I'm going to join that church. That wouldn't be compromise, that would be compliance. You realize there's some things that you may have preferences and opinions, but you're not compromising. You see, that's what this word is referring to, someone who is compliant. Not compromising, but someone who is compliant. So here's the implication, basically. The implication is that someone that is compliant does not have to have it their way all the time. And so that's what we're going to talk about now. Let's get a description of someone who is easy to be entreated, and let's see if we can apply that to our lives and the relationships that we have. That's why this is important, because this is needed in relationships with people. Whether it's relationships in your home, relationships at work, relationships at the church, this is needed. We need to make sure we are living wisely before the Lord. So, first, someone who is easy to be entreated is someone who I think is approachable. Approachable. They're not violent or given to bursts of anger so that someone is afraid to approach him. And there are people like that. Someone is afraid to say anything because, guess what? They don't want to feel the wrath or hear the wrath coming out of their mouth because they just don't want to start that. And so because of that, they are unapproachable and people won't go to them. Someone who is easy to be entreated is approachable. People feel comfortable going to them. Whether it's at work, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the church, they can be approached. Also, they're not harsh or cruel. You know, there's nothing worse than telling someone something that you believe is important and having them just mock you or laugh at you or make fun of that. You see, someone who is easy to be entreated is someone who is not cruel or harsh. And so because of that, you don't mind going to them, or you will go to them and talk with them. Also, they're not selfish. In other words, they care about others, and so they're easy to approach. Folks, that's what we find. That's one of the descriptions of someone who is easy to be entreated. They are approachable. And here's why they're approachable. First, they will make time. You see, they'll comply. They'll make time to talk to somebody. They'll make time to listen. Now, they may not have time, but they say, well, can I call you back? Or when I get a moment, we'll talk. You see, they're compliant. They care, and they'll sacrifice some of their time. And you know that, and you might approach them. See, they're approachable. Also, they will hear and they will listen. Now, we'll talk more about that in the second point. But that's someone who is compliant is someone who will listen and will hear. Also, they will not make a rash decision or a quick judgment. They're compliant. They'll hear it out before they make those decisions. And so because of that, they're approachable. You know, some people in this world are not approachable. You don't want to go to them because you are unsure of how they're going to react, or you're not sure of what they're going to say or what they're going to do, and so you'll just figure, well, I'll just deal with it some other way. I just won't talk with them. And so we don't want to be like that. You see, wisdom from above, the wisdom of the Lord, will lead us to be approachable, where we will be willing to listen and talk to people. Now, this is needed in our relationships, because we want people to talk to us, right? And we want to talk to people. And relationships are built on communication. If there's no communication there, no matter what relationship it is, it's going to struggle. It's going to suffer. Whether it's a marriage relationship or a parent and a child, or your relationship with God, or even just a friendly relationship, if there's no communication, then that relationship's going to struggle. So we must make sure that we're approachable and that others are not afraid to come and talk with us or feel comfortable coming and talking with us. So what we need is the wisdom of God. Now let's go to Luke chapter 5. Let me give you an example of Christ, how he was approachable. Luke chapter 5, And beginning in 12. Now, when I was preparing this message here, this one has a whole bunch. Not just this point. You'll see all three points. Every gospel's got several examples of Christ in this. And so I just picked out one or two on each point just to show you how he gave us a pattern. Luke chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "And it came to pass when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him." Here's the point I want to make this morning to you, is that Jesus was approachable. He was approachable. And the man who approached him in this passage was a leper. Those people wouldn't approach anybody. And if they did try to approach people, they would say, get away, get away. Christ was approachable, not only for this person, but when you read through the Gospels, he was approachable to all sorts of people. People who were looking for help, people who were looking for answers, even those who wanted to disagree with him, he was approachable. And why was he approachable? Because when you look at Christ, he was easy to be entreated. He was compliant. In other words, he was friendly. He was kind. He didn't blow up on people. He wasn't rude. He wasn't mean. And so we find that Christ was approachable. Now, multitudes of people approached him during his ministry. The rich and the poor, the wise and the uneducated, the strong and the weak. You see, people approached Christ because he was approachable. He was easy to be entreated. And with the wisdom of the Lord, we can be approachable as well. Now let's go to the second one here. Someone who is easy to be entreated is someone who is, I'll put it this way, they're attentive. And I'll explain it as we go through this. They're attentive. In other words, they will hear and they will listen. If you're going to comply, you're going to be compliant, that means you're going to seek to understand and to know so you can make a decision. And someone who is easy to be entreated will hear and they'll listen. They'll not be unreasonable. I've had conversations with some people, and I can tell within the first 5 seconds that conversation's going nowhere. It's just, that's it. You know, they've already got their mind made up. They don't even hear a second side, or they don't even consider anything else. And that's someone who would not be easy to be entreated. That's someone who's not compliant. They've already got their mind made up. They don't want to even hear something else. And so, easy to be entreated means someone's not unreasonable. In other words, they are willing to hear someone else's thoughts. Now, let me explain this. It doesn't mean they're going to agree with him, okay? But they're willing to hear and listen. Folks, we need more of that today in our country. I can tell you that. Right now, it's becoming more of the opposite. And as Christians, we shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't be my way or this way. We should be willing to listen to people and talk with them. Christ was, Paul was. And we need to make sure that we are not unreasonable in our attitude. What we find is those who are easy to be entreated are willing to listen to people, their thoughts, their opinions, their ideas, and even their convictions. And they'll listen because they are easy to be entreated. They are compliant, and they want to hear, and they want to know. Also, someone who is easy to be entreated is someone who is not set in their ways, and that's why they'll listen. Now, remember, we're not talking about truth here. We're not talking about the Word of God as far as compromise. We're talking about preferences, opinions, thoughts, ideas, which we all have. And there's nothing wrong with those. We all have those. But someone who is compliant is someone who's willing to listen and say, hey, you know what? Maybe there is another way to do this. Maybe there is some value to your thoughts. Let me hear what you have to say. You see, they are open to truth and they're willing to learn. You know, in the Bible, there's the man Apollos, a scholar. But the problem was, he knew the Lord, but he knew nothing as far as Christ, as far as the finished work. And we find there, the tent makers, Aquila and Priscilla, took him aside and taught him. How many scholars today would be willing to go and sit with a couple in their house and be taught? Folks, sadly, very few. Most of them would say, that's below me. You got to come to the university. You got to come here. But this educated man was willing to learn. He was compliant. And that's what compliance is. You're willing to learn. You're willing to listen to truth no matter who's teaching. You know, somebody can teach all of us. That's just my thought. I think we can learn from everybody. And that's someone who's compliant, is willing to listen and to learn. Also, they'll listen to both sides of an argument or a situation. Sometimes they'll listen to many sides. That doesn't mean they're going to go out and try to find different sides, but if someone is talking with them, they'll listen and hear what they have to say before coming to a conclusion. Let me ask you a question. How many of you ever listened to one side of a story and made a decision and come to find out you made the wrong decision? I did that. I remember as a young pastor, I did that. And I thought, later on, I thought, man, that was foolish. When I found out that there was a second side to the story and I should have listened to both sides before I made a quick and rash decision, because I made the wrong decision. And then I had to go back and apologize and everything else. You see, that happens. Someone who's compliant is going to listen to both sides, to everything, before they make a decision. Because they're going to want to make the right decision. That comes with wisdom of the Lord. Also, they're going to listen to an entire argument before they make a decision. This is important in the house, too, by the way. All right, they're not going to just come in and say, this is the way I think it is. They're going to listen to those within the home and say, okay, you know, what do you have to say? Now, they may not agree, but they'll hear and they'll listen. And sometimes they'll probably find out that they might agree or they're going to go a different direction. And that leads me to my next one. They're open to change. They're open to change. They don't persist in a direction just because that's the way they've always done it. Someone who's compliant is going to say, you know what? I'm willing to change. If it means going this way, then maybe I should change. Someone who is compliant is willing to change directions. You know, sometimes I think what happens in our world today, we see someone as changing, we see that as a weakness almost. We see that as, oh, you shouldn't change because then that means you were wrong. No, not necessarily. It means that you found a different way, and guess what? If you are wrong, it probably is best to change and say, okay, I am wrong. But someone who's compliant is willing to change directions if need be. You know, an illustration of this, I tell you, have you ever driven through a city where they had, you know, detours? There's some cities that seem like they're always doing construction on. And you get into those detours going one way, another way, you take a wrong turn. Well, you got to be compliant or else you could be sitting in the middle of that city forever. You got to figure out, okay, I got to go back. I made a wrong turn here. I got to go this way. That's what compliance is. And if we add that to our everyday life, we find that we should be compliant in our relationships and with people and be willing to change if we have to. And if we need to change. Also, they're willing to change course and follow a correct way or a better way. You know, there are times in life you may look and you may say, you know what? That's better than what I'm doing. That's a better way. They're going a different direction as far as not, we're not talking truth. Or, you know, we're not talking biblical scripture. We're talking about practical living. And you may look and say, you know what? I should go that way. I should do that. Someone who's compliant will learn from others and will say, I'm going that way. See, they're easy to be entreated. They're not just so set in their ways that nobody can talk with them. So set in their ways that they're not going to listen to anybody. By the way, people, when they become that way, when they become set in their ways where they're not going to listen, after a while, people just stop talking to them. They may talk. They may do small talk, we call it, you know. How's the weather? Do you watch this game? Stuff like that. But important things, they just won't go to them because they figure they're set in their ways. They're not changing. And so that's the testimony we don't want. We want someone to understand that they're willing to listen. And if we're wrong, we're willing to say, I'm wrong. I'm going to go the right way. So someone who is compliant is willing to listen. Here's two ways to think of it. They can be persuaded to do right, is someone who's compliant. If they're doing wrong, they can be persuaded to do the right thing. Or the other way, they can be dissuaded from doing wrong. If they're going the wrong way, if they're compliant, that means someone can convince them, hey, you're going the wrong way. And they say, oh yeah, you're right. Let me turn around and go the right direction. You see, someone who's compliant will do that. Now, you know, sometimes we get pride in our life. And we think, well, I don't ever need this. You know, I've been guilty of going down the wrong way street on a one-way. Have you ever done that? Turned down the wrong way on a runway? I've done that before. In downtown Little Rock, you have several of those. When I first moved here, I did it a few times. I learned quick which ones were which. You know, you turn that way and you want to get off quick. You see, life's like that too. We can make, not on purpose sometimes, we can make some wrong turns, make a wrong decision. And someone who's compliant is going to say, oh, I'm going the wrong way. I need to turn around. Whether it's someone honking at you saying you're going the wrong way, or someone, or you realizing it yourself, hey, I'm going the wrong way. You see, a compliant person will be willing to turn the right way. And that's what we want to be. We want to be willing to go the right direction if need be, and change course if we have to. Let me give you an example of Christ here. Now, let me point this out. Christ never went the wrong way. Okay, so I want to point that out. He never went the wrong way because he's perfect. But go to Mark chapter 12. Here's what I want to point out concerning Christ on this passage. He never had to change course, but here's what we do find. He listened to people. He listened to people. He was attentive. And then he responded. Mark chapter 12. I'm just going to read. I'm not going to go through this as far as an expository on this chapter. I want to point out a few things. Notice Mark 12 and verse 13 says, "And they send unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words." Now, if you read the rest of that passage, the next four verses, or what you'll find is he heard him out and talked with him. And then notice in verse 18, "Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying," and then he had a conversation with them. And then down to verse 28, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And then our Lord conversed with him." See, here's the point I want to make this morning. Okay? I don't want to go through that and talk about the teachings there. That's another message. But this morning, the point I want to make is Christ was attentive to people. He heard him out. He listened. Now, he's perfect. And if anybody could have ended a conversation quickly and said, this is the right way, it would have been him. Yet we find him hearing people out and listening to them, even those that disagreed with him. You see, in that passage, we find a couple who disagreed. Then I think we find one who was sincere, looking for truth. But he listened to people when they came to him. He was attentive. And I think that's an example that we can learn from. We can listen to people, or we should listen to people. We should be attentive when people talk to us, and we should pay attention to what they say, and then respond. Then respond as the Spirit leads and with the truth of God's Word. But be attentive. Be attentive. You know, number three, I think someone who is easy to be entreated is someone who is agreeable. Agreeable. Now, again, we're not talking compromise. We're talking compliance. Someone that is agreeable. Here's some things that are not in the life of someone who's agreeable. How about stubbornness? Stubbornness is removed if someone is agreeable. In other words, someone who is easy to be entreated does not argue just to argue. I've met people like that. I tell you, they argue just to argue. You know, they walk in, I could tell them the carpet's brown, and you know, they're going to argue. They're going to find some reason why it's not brown. There are people like that in this world. They just like to argue, some of them. And that's not easy to be entreated. Because you know what, after a while, it's kind of tiring to sit and argue all the time. And so people just stop approaching because they're not attentive. They're just arguing. And so as far as stubbornness is removed. We don't want to disagree about everything. We don't want to just be that type of person. We want to make sure that, you know, if there's something to agree on, we agree on it. Also, a compliant person has pride removed. There's no pride. In other words, you know, when there's pride there, sometimes we can hold a position just because, you know what, I'm sticking with this just because I'm sticking with it. I made my decision, and I'm going to just stick with my decision, even if it brings me to ruin or messes things up because it's my decision. That's not compliance. That's just being proud. Saying, I made a decision, or it's my way, and I'm just going to hold on to that. No, we must be compliant. We must look and say, you know what? Maybe your way is correct. Or maybe there's nothing wrong with either way, and I'm going to be compliant. We can do it that way. You see, that's what compliance is. Someone who's easy to be entreated. Also, someone who has pride removed is humbly, I guess, humble enough to listen to someone else. Because they can say, you know what? There's something I can learn from you. There's something I can know. There's something you have to share with me. Someone who's proud, I think their heart's already blocked. I mean, they're already shutting people out. They think they already have all the answers. They think they have all the what's needed to make the decisions. And so because of that, they're not easy to be entreated. They're not compliant. They're just rigid. They're stuck right there in their way. Another thing that is removed when someone is compliant is selfishness. Selfishness is removed. You see, it's no longer about being heard or demanding their rights. Someone who's compliant cares about others, not just about themselves. They care about other people. and they want to be a blessing or an encouragement to others, and they want to do what's right. You see, it's about doing what's right before God. That's what easy to be entreated is, someone who wants to do what's right before God and be a blessing to other people. Now, let me show you the example of Christ here, John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And again, this is a big passage, so we won't go through the whole passage. I'll just show you the beginning of it and give you a few thoughts on Jesus Christ here and His, what we would call His agreeability, or how He could be agreeable with someone that we even find the apostles shocked that He would talk to this woman here. And it says here in John chapter 4, verse 1, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus Himself baptized not, but His disciples, He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh He to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with His journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For His disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto Him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Okay, I'm going to stop there. What we do know about the Samaritans and the Jews is they got along like oil and water, is the way they got along. They didn't get along at all. There was just animosity even. And the Jewish people, they wouldn't do business even with Samaritans. They wouldn't accept their money. They wouldn't purchase from them. You know, there were several ways to go from Jerusalem to Galilee. The quickest was right through Samaria. But that's not the way the Jews would travel. They'd either go around by the coast, or they'd go on the other side of the Jordan River, because they wouldn't go through Samaria. They just wouldn't. Jesus Christ did. He traveled through Samaria. And we find Him conversing with a woman there. You know what this tells us is He was agreeable. He was able to set aside the cultural differences, the opinions of others, the preferences, and He was able to talk to this woman. Folks, that's someone who is easy to be entreated, is what that is. That's how we should be, willing to talk to people, listen to people, hear people, not think we're above somebody else, not think that they're below us, but willing to hear and talk to people. And that's what Christ did here. You'll notice here in John, here, verse 27 of the same chapter, it says here, "And upon this came His disciples and marveled that He talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her?" So they come back and they see Him talking with her, and they couldn't believe it. But they at least were wise enough this time to keep quiet and not say anything. But they couldn't believe that He's conversing with her. You see, He taught them a lesson. And eventually, at the end of this passage, we see she got right with the Lord. You see, He was compliant. He was agreeable. And that's what we want to be in life. We want to be agreeable, easy to be entreated. You know, in closing this morning, someone summed it up this way. And I think this is probably the best way to sum this up. Someone that is easy to be entreated thinks more about his or her responsibilities than about his or her rights. And I think that sums it up. See, when we're not easy to be entreated, it's because we're thinking of ourselves. We're thinking of our rights, what we deserve, or what we want. But when we're easy to be entreated, we're thinking about our responsibilities before the Lord. Well, this is how I should live. This is what I should do. And when we begin to think about our responsibilities and attempt to carry them out, then we are going to be easy to be entreated. You see, that's what this is. Because the wisdom from above, the wisdom of the Lord, we can live for God and not self. And we can be approachable because we have our emotions under control. We can be attentive because we care about people. And we can be agreeable because it doesn't always have to be our way.